My next guest has been described so many different ways it's hard to keep track. Singer-songwriter, certainly, slide guitar hero, session musician to so many other artists, producer, musicologist, and historian, a man beholden to no single style, a champion of Cuban and international roots music, composer of film soundtracks. I'm talking about Ry Cooter.
Well, I used to live on Broadway, right next to the Liar's House.
His new album features a mix of beautiful obscurities unearthed from American country, gospel, and blues catalogs and original compositions. The album is called The Prodigal Son, and Ry Cooter joins me from NPR Studios in Culver City, California. Ry Cooter, welcome.
Hey there, Don. Thank you.
So this is your first solo album in 6 years. Let me let you describe what you wanted to do when you started making this record.
Well, the best way I can put it is to say that my son Joaquin came to me one day. We had been on tour with Ricky Skaggs and the White Family, and we had had a good time, and we had been singing a lot of gospel music together, and that's something I love so much, always have. Well, I'd never have considered doing a whole record of it, though. Because that music's something you, as Ricky said, if you're going to sing it, you got to nail it. You know, you got to really bring it when you come. So it amounted to me going back to the repertoire, you might say, and looking for songs that I thought I could sing and would like to sing, and then kind of searching for a way to do it.
Well, let's get right into hearing some of it. This is the title track. It's called The Prodigal Son.
Now the prodigal son was a forward child.
That title, The Prodigal Son, it's right out of the New Testament. Then, out of the blue, the song name checks Ralph Mooney, who, if my memory serves me, is a great old pedal steel guitar player, right?
Yes. Yes, you're right, Don.
What's going on there?
Well, it was a track. Joaquin had this track from years and years ago, I mean. And he said, here's a good one. It grooves nice. You can play and sing over it. And I thought, yes, Prodigal Son would fit over this rhythm in there. Well, it was too short. The original was the Heavenly Gospel Singers, a song the Heavenly Gospel Singers recorded in 1930, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And the prodigal son left home, then he came back. End of song. I said, well, it's too short. Well, what happened in the meantime, you know, when he was out there searching and traveling around? And I didn't know. The Bible doesn't say. So I was sitting at the studio one day, and it popped into my head. I know. He wanders into the Hub Cafe in Bakersfield, say 1960, and up on stage he's going to see Wynn Stewart and Ralph Mooney, which you would have seen. You would have seen them if you'd have been there then. And that's it. He says, here I shall stand. Here I shall stay. It popped into my head, and I sang it, and I liked it.
There are some old obscurities on this record, but one of the ones you wrote, and you wrote it with your son, Joaquin, I believe, is called Gentrification.
She said, trust me and take a little tip. This building's been sold to Johnny Depp. Who? Take the bow, relocate. The Google men are coming downtown, so don't be late.
Puts a smack dab in the middle of a hotbed political issue today.
Yes. Well, we live in Los Angeles, you see, more or less, and this is something we see all around us all the time, this kind of unbridled, unchecked insanity of building and development.
Can't understand why uptown Google man wants a downtown like mine. Gentrification.
These situations with the rollback of rent control and affordable housing disappearing every minute.
You talk about the Google men coming to town.
The Google men come around and they just reorganize everything. And we're here now, so everybody get out and we're going to take over the place. And, you know, that's Los Angeles and San Francisco and Oakland and other places.
There's a very striking piece of simple gospel music on this disc. It's a song called You Must Unload. I understand it's from the 1920s.
Now you fashion-loving Christians sure give me the blues. You must unload. You must unload. You'll never get to heaven in your jewel-encrusted high-heeled shoes. You must unload.
So many of the songs on this new CD do speak to religion or spirituality, and I've seen you quoted as saying you're not a religious person. So is it simply a love of those old gospel songs, or is it somehow still the message that you like and that comes through?
Well, there's something about these songs, however you see the world, you can feel the depth of these songs. It's I like My Baby Done Left Me and I'm Going Down the Road Feeling Bad and all that kind of thing too.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever in blues and popular music and
doo-wop or whatever.
And doo-wop. Yeah. I love all that stuff, everything. But on the other hand, the thing I always found about the gospel music was it reached further into your being, if you like, your mind, you see. It takes hold of you, especially if you sing it and play it. I always found, isn't this something I used to say to myself? Wow, I really feel this. This is, you're going somewhere. It's like a magic carpet. You let it happen. So without being religious in an organized sense, I mean, I'm not that kind of person, but I really feel it's very moving. Mm-hmm. And I try to bring that.
For the way is straight and narrow, and few are in the wrong. Brothers and sisters, there's no other home.
We've been talking with Ry Cooter. His new album is called The Prodigal Son, and he joined me from the studios of NPR West in Culver City. Ry Cooter, thank you.
Thanks, Don.
You must come.